how these things happen. Like you said about this wet rock. Mm-hmm. And wet, I mean, a wet rock and a wet rock. Oh, I don't know. It's just one thing is, I guess, education is what I want.
Mm-hmm. Is there a general name you have talking about cows and horses and so forth? Would you have one general way to refer to all of
them? Yeah, well now, I'm talking about the goats is a herd.
Mm-hmm.
Cows is a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
What I've known, mm-hmm. I mean, you was raised at Pinoza, okay? I don't know. I never did have enough horses. You see what I'm talking about? I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
But goats are somewhere like that. A bunch of hogs and a bunch of cows. That's when you got a group.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bunch of chickens.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word critters or stock or cattle to refer to all of your animals?
Now then, I would. It says, how much stock you got on your place. Well, I mean, I know now that that's goat, that's all the livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Horses and cows and so on. But back when I was coming up and a young boy like that and raised, I never did refer to it. Well, it was used very little, the word stock.
Mm-hmm.
It was either I've got a little bunch of cows, I got a big bunch of hogs, a little bunch of hogs and so on like that.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth? Would you have one general name for all of them?
Let's see. I don't think so.
And a hen on a nest of eggs you would call a...
setting hen.
And where do you keep hens?
Where do I keep eggs?
Hens.
In a hen house. Chicken house, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
They weren't no hen house, it was a chicken house.
What about the place just for the mother hen and the little chicks?
Cub.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now there's another one. A chicken. Excuse me. Any more? Shrimp, you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where were we at?
You talking about the place for the mother hen and the chicks? The coop?
Oh, yeah. Now, look here, Barbara. I was taught that was a chicken coop. I reckon you spell it C-O-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
And not a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see that one word on the end of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this.
You talking about the pullet bone?
Mm-hmm. Were there any stories about that?
Oh, yeah. The one that got the one short or the long would be the first to marry.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember which one now, but you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Drumstick.
Did you have a name for the two bones, the short end or the long end? Did you ever hear those called a boy bone? Or
no.
Uh-huh. And,
did you ever hear that story about the one that would marry the quickest?
I had heard that.
Ever who got the longest one? Now listen, I don't know where it was, a short one or the longest one.
Uh-huh.
But you'd stick it under the table and put it. And when it come out, the longest would marry first, you see.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but that was something.
And if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
feed up.
Or it's what time it was?
Huh?
Would you ever say fodder time or chore time or
no.
Feeding time?
Feeding time.
Okay. And how do you call cows?
How do I call cows?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.